You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, David Wiederhaft, Luke Donovan, and Clayton Walker.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 5 here of Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, David Wiederhaft. Alongside me, as usual, my good friend Luke Donovan, and unfortunately, Clayton Walker, our third host for today, cannot join us today. But Luke, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. I'm very excited as we now transition into the postseason of most fall sports.
Yeah, girls soccer and football both gearing up for the playoffs as the girls soccer team now advancing to semi-state, taking on Castle in a much-anticipated matchup this Saturday. But Luke, let's look at football first. The team going 6-3 in the regular season, facing HSC next Friday in their first round of sectionals. A good season for the Grounds. They finished in a four-way tie for the MIC, and you got to imagine they got to be pretty pumped up for this HSC matchup.
Yeah, they came in as preseason number one, not quite able to keep with those expectations, but they've still had a very good season. We've seen a lot of, you know, a quarterback battle that's gone on until pretty much late in the season, and now they're going to try and show why they were preseason number one in the postseason.
And we saw three quarterbacks each take significant snaps for the Greyhounds. Gabe Quigley, the senior who got the start originally in that first game against Trinity, then Zach Osborne, the sophomore, also taking significant snaps for the Greyhounds. And now Christian Williams, the pretty much definitive QB1 now for the Greyhounds, converting from that wide receiver spot. He's really transformed the offense, and he's done very well, rattling off two straight wins to end the year.
Yeah, he's done a great job, even more than just, you know, putting out those three touchdown performances like he did against Warren. He was a true game manager in that game against Lawrence Central, and I think it's really helped him that now he's starting to find his connection with those guys like Colton Parker, Zach Gish, and Baron Smith.
Yeah, and the offense has really changed. He's really like kind of like a true dual threat quarterback. He has that possibility of running. We saw him run 14 times against Ben Davis, his first start on the year. And then with the passing, he passed it 27 times against Lawrence Central. So, you know, they like to mix it up, give him different options to run and pass.
Yeah, and it seems like this Carmel offense finally starting to find an identity, starting with the ground game. And then they just let Christian Williams take over and use this offense to full efficiency.
And look, we have not had a show since their win against Warren on senior night a few weeks back. Obviously, a huge win for them against Warren, who at the time was number one in the MIC, defeating them 28-0, a handedly, you know, victory there. You got to think that really propelled them into what should be a very exciting postseason run.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge win for the Greyhounds, 28-0 shutout win. Christian Williams, the first multiple touchdown game for a quarterback, threw two deep touchdowns to Baron Smith, Colton Parker and Baron Smith in that game. And they just haven't looked back since. Did have two interceptions against LC, but both of them did come later in the game, and at that point, Carmel kind of had it locked up.
Welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, David Wiederhaft. Alongside me, my good friend Luke Donovan, as usual, and now we're joined by Greyhound wide receiver Baron Smith. Baron, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, so start off, the team finished 6-3 in the regular season with a very rare four-way tie for the MIC championship. So how do you think that kind of share of the MIC title does for this team's confidence going into the postseason?
I think our team's proud of winning it and tying it, but I think it gives us like an extra fight. You know, we didn't really get it ourselves. We're tied. I think it gives us an extra push to want to keep fighting. So
you guys went 6-3 in the regular season. Week one lost to Trinity, and then back to back losses to North Central and Ben Davis. What were your thoughts on the team's performance throughout the entire regular season?
I thought we did good. It was little mistakes on these losses. I think we definitely could have won those games, but little mistakes make a big impact. I think if we straighten that up, we can definitely win it all.
And what general preparation and adjustments does this team need to make as playoff season approaches?
Playoff season is coming. We need to crank down. We really need to just focus on little things, just getting it right, and we'd be an unstoppable team.
How does the mindset of the team change now that it is the postseason and it's win or go home?
I think we play with a little extra chip on our shoulder. It is playoff season. This is when it really matters. For our seniors, this could be the end of their career just in general. So I think they're fighting for their whole career. So we're really going to be playing hard.
And does the locker room environment kind of change once play? Is it more serious once playoff season comes?
Yeah, it's definitely a more serious mood. less jokes, less playing around, and we're really just trying to fight for our survival in this journey.
Heading into the semi-state matchup on Saturday against Castle, you were on the call for both of their regional games, and what was a handily sought win against Lawrence North and a close game against Avon. How do you think the girls did in those two games?
Well, I'm not sure if it was quite close. They beat Lawrence North 7-0.
Closer than it.
And then Avon, they won 3-0, but it was much more of a competitive game than Lawrence North from that perspective. I mean, this Greyhound team certainly looking to get their second straight state title.
Welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, David Wiederhaft. Alongside me, Luke Donovan, as usual, and now we're joined by special guest girls varsity soccer player Olivia Frey. Frey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you guys have had an undefeated season to this point so far in the year. Now you're in the semi-state round. What are your thoughts on the year so far?
I think that we've had a really successful season, and our team has been able to work really well together. And I'm really proud of our team for being able to make it this far, and hopefully we can make it to the state championship next weekend.
And what do you think has led the team so far to have such stable success throughout the year?
I think that our team has worked hard on building our chemistry this season and building our relationships off the field as well as on the field as well.
So we know this past weekend you had two regional games. You won them both 7-0 against Lawrence North, 3-0 against Avon. What were your thoughts on those two games, and how are they building for the remainder two games if you win on Saturday?
I think these games really allowed us to keep our composure during the game. I think we did a good job during that. And although like the scores were high scoring, we were able to ignore the score and keep playing our game, and we didn't fall down to the other team's like playing abilities.
And you guys having no losses on the year so far, 17 wins, 0 losses, 3 ties. How does being undefeated kind of help this team's confidence going into Saturday?
It really has boosted our confidence, and I think that going into Saturday, we really are trying to keep that streak, so I feel like that's going to make us work even harder and really try and get that win on Saturday.
Especially as a senior, how is playing in a playoff environment different from just a regular season game?
Well, obviously, as a senior, if we lost, it would be our last game playing on the high school team. And for me personally, this is my last season of soccer. So I guess for us seniors, it's really bittersweet. And that's really just us saying how we have to go all out and give it all we got, because there's not much time left in the season.
And how does the team's locker room environment kind of change once the playoffs hit? Is it more serious in the locker room? Is it more like laid back?
I would say it does become more serious in the locker room. Everybody is a lot more focused on the game, and our like bus rides to the away games, people are a lot more focused, and maybe not they're not getting as loud and I guess as hype as usual, which I think is good because it's important that we keep composed before our games.
And despite losing two seniors last year, Emily Spidell and Elizabeth Hargis, the team has still only given up 8 goals on the year. We know you are a big part of the defense as a captain. What can you say about the defense? Is it the main emphasis of the game plan this year for you guys?
I would say that since we did lose those two really important seniors, making that adjustment was something that was tough in the beginning of the season, especially after our other back, Gracie Gilbert, tore ACL. I think that we have had to go through a lot of obstacles as a back line, but I think that we are finally starting to get the groove of it, and especially during this time of the year, during the tournament season, it's the perfect time for us to finally start working on learning how to play with each other and to make sure that we keep that success during the tournament.
What do you think the biggest difference has been playing with last year's squad going all the way as opposed to playing with this year's team?
I guess last year's team, since we made it to state, we actually won state, and there are so many good seniors, we have a lot of big shoes to fill, and I think that we have had a lot of new game changers on the field, and since those shoes were so big to fill, that everybody else is doing a really good job of making sure to live to those standards, and everybody's still working hard in practice and giving out all they got just so we can try and get that state championship again.